trial and error. I'm Pat Farnak with the WCBS Health and Well-Being Report, sponsored by Valley Health System, enhancing the health and well-being of Northern New Jersey. When it comes to dementia, there aren't one-size-fits-all strategies that work with everyone. Dr. Peter Rabens, who wrote Is It Alzheimer's, says trial and error is important.
And that's true for many of the challenges that come up in diseases like Alzheimer's disease. Try to be logical, use common sense, and try something. If that doesn't work, not a failure, it means that was the wrong strategy. Think of what would be the next most likely thing to work. One of the reasons that I recommend support groups to people is often they can get advice from other caregivers about things that have worked for them. But there often are 5 or 6 or even 10 things to try. And it's really important to use common sense and trial and error and not to give up.
The entire interview at WCBS880.com/health. I'm Pat Farnak, WCBS News Radio 880.